Ameritech Property Management. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got two dogs crapping on my lawn. One of them is as big as a house.
Ameritech Property Management.
Okay, so my house smells like something out of a horror movie. It's like something
died. You guys sent me a violation notice in the mail. It says my lawn is unsightly. What the hell does that mean?
If you guys think that you're going to take my house, you got another thing coming. You're going to put a lien on my house for $20?
That's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about condominium living or deed-restricted communities. Good afternoon and welcome to the Ameritech Connection radio talk show on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Do you live in a condo or deed-restricted community? Do you have issues concerning the do's and the don'ts in your community? Have you been getting into trouble with your community association or management company? Got questions but just can't get the answers? Well, we cover it all and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Hi, I'm Mike Perez, the CEO of Ameritech Property Management and your host for the Ameritech Connection. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Van Winkle. Sharon is also the Director of Marketing for Ameritech Property Management and has over 10 years of experience dealing with these, at times, very difficult situations. So with that in mind and without further ado, here's Sharon.
Thanks, Mike. We have an exciting one-hour show for you here today, so please keep listening and call us with your questions because we have all the answers. The local number is 727-441-3000. That is 727-441-3000. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Again, that's 1-866-826-1340. Did you know that Ameritech Property Management manages over 25,000 homes in the Tampa Bay area? And that means we have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different issues. We've been managing condominium and deed-restricted communities for over 20 years, and now we've decided to host our own radio talk show to discuss and educate you, our listeners, on the do's and the don'ts regarding community living. Oh yeah, not to mention the crazy and off-the-wall stories you're hearing only on the Ameritech Connection radio talk show.
Good afternoon, folks. Today's show is all about impounding vehicles against those that are violating parking rules in your community. Does the association board of directors or its management company have the authority to tow your car? Do you have to provide a reason why your vehicle was impounded? How about photos or proof that your car was in fact in violation? And what does the law say when it comes to impounding somebody's vehicle? It's that and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. And today we have some interesting guests, Aaron Watkins and Tyler Gonzalez. They're both from A1 Recovery, as towing company. And A1 has been in business for what? For 10 years now?
Or? Since 2004. So
2004.
14 years.
14 years.
And I'd like to say you've grown immensely. I mean, you guys are huge.
Oh, yeah. It's,
tremendously.
It's, yeah. But serving Pinellas County, Hillsborough, and Pasco. So, Tyler.
Just now Tampa, too, right?
Just now Tampa, yep. Hillsborough.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good to know. And Tyler, of course, has been in the towing business since 2012. He started at the bottom and worked his way up. And he works for Aaron, and he is now the regional sales manager. So welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, let's just get started. What exactly is the Florida statute regulating the towing companies?
The Florida statute is 71507. That describes everything, the do's and don'ts for private property impounds.
So that's pretty much what you guys, that's your Bible. You guys got to follow that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Correct.
You know, there's so many people that get their cars impounded. In fact, we as property managers obviously are out there impounding vehicles on a regular basis because they're either violating some sort of parking rule or they don't have tags. I mean, there's a number of reasons why we have the authority to impound vehicles. But, you know, a lot of people just don't understand the process. You know, why was my car towed? Who signed the impound order? Explain to us, guys, how the process actually works.
Well, we have contracts with property managers, associations, condo complexes, parking lots, and they basically have us there to impound anything that's for sale, illegally parked, abandoned, flat tires, and we have to put up tow-away signs at every entrance. And they give us the authority and what the do's and don'ts they want on their property.
So they actually, the signs at the front entrance is part of one of the Florida statute's requirements, right?
Correct.
It's actually got to be at every entrance between 5 feet, within 5 feet of the curb cut, between 3 feet tall, 3 and 6 feet tall. And that's the way that the statute reads. We have to post our signs. That's every entrance to the property, period.
Yeah, right. And I guess you have a phone number there, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they have to know. Well,
now, with some of these associations, they put the signs out there. What's it cost them to have a car impounded?
It costs the association nothing. Everything goes to the owner of the vehicle.
Okay.
Okay, well, I mean, that makes sense. But just, I mean, if this was me and my car was impounded, how would I know whether it was impounded or whether it was stolen? Because the first thing I would think of is that it was stolen. I wouldn't think that, oh, I wasn't supposed to park here, so that's, you know what I'm saying? That's not usually what comes to mind. So.
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
So if there is not a tow-away sign out there for you to call, the best thing would be to call the local police department. They'll be able to let you know if somebody has impounded it or repossessed it.
So you don't leave a sign saying A1 was here? Or...
Every single vehicle that we impound, we call in to the local law enforcement department within 30 minutes of it being impounded.
Okay.
So if people call law enforcement, period, they'll always find out where it went. So they're
and that's within 30 minutes?
Absolutely.
Or they can go out to the entrance of the property and look at your sign, right?
That's the best
well,
way.
Yeah, that's why I asked if there was a phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. But no, we do not leave anything stating that we've towed your car or anything like that.
Well, there's no place
no
to leave it.
No.
Yeah, right. What are you going to do, leave it in the parking lot?
Someone else is going to park right over it.
Tape it to the curb, right?
Well, exactly. I was just joking.
Put it in a little glass bottle and leave it there for them.
Yeah, well, what about, I mean, it depends on the community, right? Or do you ever put a sticker on? Well, I guess that would be up to the management company to put that warning.
Yeah, warning stickers.
We put those big red stickers right on
that.
So you guys just come out there and you're just there to tow.
We also sticker from time to time, but typically property managers will handle that in-house. And after, 12 to 24 to 48 hours, they will absolutely give us a call. And then we come out and impound the vehicle.
Right, right.
Okay.
All right, what do you do with the irate owner that calls up and says, you guys impounded my vehicle, I'm going to...
And, of course, they don't believe that they were illegally
and
parked.
And give Aaron a black eye.
I've heard that before. You know, people, it's crazy. People are more pissed off when we sticker their vehicle and they have to come out and scrape the sticker off the side. But we mostly try to calm down everyone. There's no... We treat people with the respect that,
This comes down, for us, it comes down to education more than anything. I'll always show people the tow-away signs. We're very good at calming people down. I can relate. I'd be upset if my vehicle got impounded.
Well, that's what I
well.
Said. So if I came out and it was missing.
Absolutely. So we treat everybody with that same respect, knowing that they're going to come in upset. No one's going to come in and shake our hands and say, thank you so much for impounding my vehicle, you saints.
Well, but, especially when you give them that price, like it's going to cost you $150 or.
And people are more pissed off when their car has been impounded than repossessed, because if your car is going to get repossessed, obviously you haven't been making the payments.
Obviously. Right. So, you do repossessions too,
correct.
Don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me ask you this. Somebody is going to come down and pick up their car, right? You don't know who these people are, right? I mean, so what kind of information should they bring in order so you guys can validate that that's the actual owner of the vehicle?
Okay, well, there's a care in custody. So if you have possession of the keys, per the law, you're allowed to pick up the vehicle. That being said, we always like to match up their driver's license to their registration just to make sure that they... that is their vehicle.
Explain what you mean by care in custody.
So the police departments are saying if you have the keys to the vehicle, then you have care in custody of that car.
Okay. So if they got the keys, no matter if they're the owners or they found the keys, alongside the highway.
Yep.
And they happen to see you guys impounding it because,
correct.
Tyler was doing it and he dropped the keys.
Yep.
All right. So he picks the keys up, follows you guys, and they legally can steal that
they
car.
They can pick that vehicle up. If you loan me your vehicle and it gets impounded, technically I'm allowed to pick it up.
Oh, way you never find out about it. It's better for you in that sense.
Yeah, I know, right? So what's the average impound cost? And, are there limits to what you can charge?
It is regulated by the different counties. So here in Pinellas County, the hook fee for a regular vehicle is $100 and then $3 per mile. Tampa, I believe, is $125. And then Pasco County is $105. But they're all about the same.
It's profitable for you guys?
I would say so, yes, sir.
So if something...
keep buying trucks.
We do.
You got to be doing something right?
We're up to... I'm up to 25 trucks total.
25 now.
That's good.
Oh my
we're
gosh.
At 23,
so,
the last
and
radio
that's 24/7.
And those trucks aren't cheap neither. I mean, average
oh,
truck
no,
costs, what,
think.
70, 60, 70,000?
The little ones are 70 grand, and the flatbeds that you see on the road are 100. I think the last one I just bought was 118,000.
And to maintain them as well, to service
the
them.
Insurance
and...
is the worst.
Oh, yeah.
The insurance,
okay.
Insurance is the worst.
All right.
Well, you know, you guys do things kind of cool, too. You know, we do the Preferred Vendor Book, and we have a theme mm-hmm. of, you know, like I think in 2017, we did a law enforcement appreciation.
Right.
In 2018, we did first responders appreciation.
Right.
You guys kind of do the same thing, except you take it to a whole different level by actually wrapping your entire vehicle.
Correct. Yeah,
why don't you tell us about that?
We have different themed trucks. At my St. Pete location, we have a military truck that's themed out and a
prisoners of war.
And a yeah, prisoners of war truck. And then we have a fire department themed truck down there.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you see somebody. In fact, we had one of your trucks. I forget which one it was on the show, Condo Cops.
Yes, that was the military theme.
Yeah, track. That was a really cool looking show.
My newest one is we just did an autism awareness flatbed.
Beautiful truck, puzzle pieces all
oh,
over it.
Oh, wow,
it's amazing.
She's bright. I know. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
And
that's
it must
very
be
cool.
A requirement for the tow truck driver to keep that thing spotless because every truck I see is literally spotless.
You don't get paid if my truck ain't clean.
Period. We don't have a truck on fleet that's older than 5 years old. Period. Right.
Well, they look
so
all.
So you mean
they
just
brand new.
You mean they just wear down? It's not worthwhile keeping them. There's too much maintenance
correct.
Involved.
Once they hit that 4 year limit, I get rid of them because I'd rather pay a payment than pay repairs every month.
Sometimes
just... at 4 years though, I mean, do you put a lot of mileage on those trucks?
Yeah, we probably put about 50,000 a year on each
oh,
one.
Oh, wow.
Of those.
So by the time 4 years, you got a couple hundred thousand miles going on those
and
trucks.
They're ready.
These vehicles run 24/7. Phones don't stop.
What about the actual equipment itself? Like, you know, the rig, the towing stuff? I mean, is that salvageable or you just get rid of the whole thing?
It is salvageable, yes. But I just trade in the whole truck and get a whole new one. But I've seen a bed on the back of a truck that's got 1,000,000 miles on it.
Right.
But not one of mine. You won't see me out there.
Well, I've seen some pretty ratty tow trucks out there, too.
So do you have to have a special truck for a special kind of car, or is it just one tow truck for all cars and one for the bigger vehicles?
Correct. One tow truck for all the cars, except for that's for the small ones, and then for the bigger vehicles, then you have to have...
Because you have the sports cars that are low to the ground and a lot of the plastic, you know, that could get damaged. So your standard vehicle for cars is good? Your standard truck, I should say?
Most of our operators are not beginners. They're all very experienced by the time they make
it to
our company. So they do sincerely, they can tow anything from a Ferrari to a...
I don't know if you guys knew this, but when I was in college, I operated a tow truck. Do you know
that? I believe you did tell us.
Yeah, you
absolutely
told us.
Did tell us.
Yeah,
that's
you
awesome.
Told us that. So what
you
are...
Hear, you don't want to
no,
hear any more about
no,
it?
No, I'm done with that story. What are some of the reasons that, you know, from your experience, why a car would be impounded? I know there's got to be a long list of reasons, but just what are some of the standards?
God, Sharon, just cut me right off, you know?
Moving along.
Parking illegally, parked in the road, handicap parking, parked on the grass.
Expired tags,
fire lane, no tag, flat tires, abandoned.
Well, no tag, you don't even have to sticker it. You can just impound it, right?
Mike, everything depends on what the association or the property wants.
We like to tailor our agreements to the property manager's specific needs.
Well, we know that, you know, most of the associations that
they
we
want
manage...
Them gone.
Well, if it's in their driveway, it's a little bit of a different story. But if it's parked in common elements like the clubhouse area parking lot, and it doesn't have a tag, we can just have you guys pick it
or
up.
Or just any, or just a condo association where you've got even in a guest parking spot,
absolutely.
But the car's not been moved for months.
Right. That's taking up valuable space.
But if it has no tags, we can just immediately just get rid of it. I mean, if it has flat tires, but it's got a valid tag, we're going to sticker it and give it the time frame necessary.
I would rather you not, but yes.
No, I hear you. I know. The more vehicles we impound, the more money you make,
and
right?
And more trucks I'll put on the road.
We like running out of yard space, and it happens, believe it.
Oh, gosh, I can imagine. So I know that we talked about the special trucks and everything, and your drivers are very experienced, but I'm sure that on occasion vehicles get damaged. So what happens then? Silence. That never happens.
This is where the insurance
you
gets
mean
really
vehicles,
hefty, right?
Vehicles get damaged? Yeah.
No.
Is our adjuster listening?
Of course it has happened in the past, and I like to take care of that in-house, because like I said before, insurance is crazy already. But Nine times out of ten.
If you damage my Lamborghini, let me tell you, that's going to be an awfully expensive in-house
build. Oh, you have one of those?
Built.
That ain't going to be
it. I know. I've not seen it.
Oh,
what color is it?
Absolutely.
It's pink.
That's right.
It's actually a purple Lamborghini.
The Mary Kay color. Didn't know you sold it.
Nine times out of ten, when someone says their car is damaged, they run right up to that certain spot and say, oh, you damaged that. Well, you didn't even look around your car. You ran right to that
people
spot.
People somehow are able to occasionally, after paying their tow bill, run in the yard, go to the rear passenger door and find a ding and say, this was you. And our self-loaders don't even touch that part of the
vehicle. So how do you handle a situation like that? Because I know it happens on a regular basis.
Everything's on film. We have cameras in our tow trucks, front and rear facing.
So you take pictures. You take pictures of the vehicle.
Before and after. Always.
Before and after.
All
so,
the way around.
So basically, that dent that they just ran up against, you can
was
take.
Was still there in the picture.
You can show that in the picture.
100%.
We take pictures, plus we have every vehicle on film.
That's got to be funny. You can sit there,
I love
you
that.
Sit there and like say, you're a liar.
Yeah.
We have certain drivers that even wear body cameras. So we. Definitely, we take it to that extent.
Don't they have a TV show, a reality TV show with the towing
trucks? Yeah, they do. You
trucks?
Guys should get on there.
But
I think,
over-sensationalized.
But I think it's usually like Alaska or something where big, 18-wheelers are off the road and
none
ice.
Of my drivers have had any naked men or women running after them. I can say that.
Yet.
Yet. I know. There's still time.
Is that the reality
there's
show you're
time.
Talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's still time.
I can't say that I remember seeing that one.
Yeah, it's based out of, there's one down in Miami and one in North Carolina.
And actually, since we've last seen you guys, we've done a lot of, we've expanded our marketing tremendously. We've been doing the condo and HOA expos at the convention centers.
Good for you.
It's been amazing.
Oh, I'm glad
well,
there was,
it
there was
amazing.
A trade
amazing.
Show just recently, isn't there, coming up?
I've been doing most of them. I've been to the Tampa Convention Center four times in the past year.
Those have been tremendous.
And
been
it's been good for you?
Amazing.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Now, we talked a little bit about damaged vehicles that you guys possibly, you know, may do sometimes. I mean, inevitably, I'm sure that happens. But what do you do when they pick up the vehicle? Is there some sort of a release? A liability that they can sign to, you know, kind of get you guys off the hook a little bit, you know, in case they go home and say, well, the transmission's not working right or the rear end's all messed up, you know. I mean, what happens on the unforeseen damage, you know?
Right. All the damage is marked on the tow ticket, and yes, they do sign for it. Does that release us 100% from liability? No. I mean, anybody can sue for anything.
Works 60% of the time, every time.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm sure that, you know, even though everybody is safe and you've got everything on film, there's still going to be a situation or two where you get sued.
Yep,
is that
course.
True?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You got a good lawyer?
I do have a good lawyer.
And does he charge you a lot of money?
No, now he's my buddy because he's been here.
So
been
you guys go
shout out
drinking,
Jason
right?
Goldstein. Yeah.
He's your drinking buddy. Huh? All right. Hey, Tommy.
I think we got a couple
we got
callers.
A caller on hold there.
Yes, sir. Callers are lining up. Diana is first.
Diana, welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You're live with A1 Towing and Recovery. What's your question?
Hi, I was just wondering if you're ever sympathetic. Like, if somebody offered you money, would you take it so you wouldn't tow their car?
That's what I would do.
Yeah, she might get away with it. I wouldn't. These guys sympathetic? I don't think so. I mean, they got dollar signs going back and forth.
They're sympathetic, but I don't know whether they can.
Per the state law, if you come out in the act of us towing your vehicle, we charge you essentially half of the initial hookup fee, which is a $50 drop fee that can be paid only in cash on scene, and we drop the vehicle. But, you know, we only give a small time frame in which, obviously, you produce the cash. If not, then it goes back to the yard. You pay full price. That's how that works.
Well, there's a law that says if it's on the hook and you guys pull up and it's on the hook and the, you know, driver or the owner of the car comes running out, you guys can't tow it, right? You got to drop it and charge.
No,
that's not true.
You have to give them 20 minutes to get you your drop fee.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you run out, Mike, and you say, you know, screw you, I ain't paying you,
that's different.
But, I mean,
if they say, okay, how much is it going to cost me to drop my car? Right.
Half the hookup fee.
Now, if it's not hooked and you're just, you know, driving up and you're, like, ready and you're backing up to it and you're ready to hook it up and he comes running out.
Yeah, there's no fee. If my apparatus or any of my tools are not touching your vehicle, there's no fee for that.
Your pink car?
Yeah, my pink car.
We service my pink car.
You see a pink Lamborghini, do not touch it, guys. I will never have you on my radio show again.
It's either you or Nicki Minaj, so we got it.
That's true.
It's one of two people, and neither one of y'all went impound, I promise.
Yeah. All right, Diana had a good question, though. Does any of your guys get sympathetic, you know? You get the dazzling blonde that comes running out.
That's what you're going to say. The blonde bomb.
That comes running out and says, please, don't impound my car. You know, kind of like a Marilyn Monroe type swish.
My drivers will say, please, can I have $50?
Yeah, I know. So that's a $50.
These drivers like to eat dinner, I assure you, and that's how they eat, so unfortunately.
The worst time of the year is when comes around Christmas time. I mean, I don't even allow my drivers to go out on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day to impound vehicles because I'd hate for somebody to wake up and they've got their kids' Christmas gifts in there.
We move 24/7.
See, you are
sympathetic.
So, Diana, I hope
you do have a heart.
I do. These guys have heart.
Yes. Diana, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, I'll just know to cry next time.
that just makes your bill go higher.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Tommy, I think we have another caller.
Yep, Kim is next.
Hi, Kim. You've got the Ameritech connection. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. If I call a car to be towed, will the owner know that I called the company? Because my neighbor constantly is parking on the grass, and it's like ruining the grass and everything.
Yeah, do you have an obligation? That's a good question to like inform the persons that you towed the vehicle. Who signed the impound order?
If it's on private property, then we're more than able to go impound the vehicle. We don't have to tell them who signed for it.
Because that could cause a serious confrontation.
Absolutely. With neighbors, right.
If it goes to court or obviously like that, then I would have to produce it. But we would not produce that to anyone unless it went to that. So no, they would not know that you called it in.
We keep most of our informants anonymous.
Unless you're like some people, tell us, make sure they know I'm the one that called in. That does happen, too.
That does happen.
That's right.
All right, Kim, I hope we've answered your question.
Yes, you have. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Please keep listening because we're going to be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't stress it. Call Innovative Roofing. We handle all projects from minor repairs to re-roofing, as well as new installations. We pride ourselves for both quality and reliability, working hard to build lasting relationships with our clients. Innovative Roofing, building a reputation for being a company who makes a difference. Give us a call today, 813-909-0400. Again, that number is 813-909-0400.
Do you serve on the board of a condominium association? Or how about a homeowners association? Here's a well-known fact. Page & Company are probably the best accounting firm for community associations. With over 18 years of experience specializing in audits, reviews, compilations, and tax returns, you must get a quote from Page & Company for your association's financial reporting requirements. So give Page & Company Certified Public Accountants a call at 727-726-2785. Get the personal service you deserve.
Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service that extends far beyond Pasco County. We provide fast, affordable, 24-hour towing service for all your transportation needs. Local and long-distance towing, collision towing, exotic cars, motorcycles, trucks, and RVs. Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service. Call us at 727-849-1651. Again, that number is 727-849-1651. Or visit us at PascoTowingInc.com.
When you need legal help, you want a lawyer you can trust, someone with experience, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. At Pilk & Associates, we pride ourselves in providing you with the personal attention and consideration your legal issues deserve. We can help plan long-term goals for your family or your business and handle unexpected legal issues that arise suddenly. We're a full-service law firm with nearly 3 decades of legal experience. We are dedicated to serving your legal needs. Please call for a free consultation at 813-759-3285 or feel free to email us at law@pilka.com. We look forward to serving your legal needs.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And if you're just tuning in, today's show is all about impounding vehicles and those that are in violation of community parking rules. So, Aaron, just tell me what happens to a vehicle if it's never picked up. You've impounded the vehicle, it's not picked up. Is there a storage rate? And then what happens if it's never picked up?
Yeah, like my pink Lamborghini.
Yeah,
I would auction that baby off.
Yeah.
there is a daily storage rate here in Pinellas County. It is $20 a day. After so many days, then the vehicle goes up for auction, but 95% of your vehicles go to junk, so salvage yard.
But let's say my pink Lamborghini has a big fat lien on it. You know, I have large monthly payments. You impound it, and I decide not to pick it up.
Our lien actually overrides anything, so bank lien.
So the bank, does the bank get notified, though, that gives a chance to kind of pick the Lamborghini up?
Yeah, I would think
yes. So.
Yes,
so the Absolutely. Registered owner, the owner of the vehicle, the insurance company, nope. and your lien holder all get notified.
So they would have a chance to pick it up, especially if there's only like $10,000 owed and the Lamborghini's worth a couple hundred grand. I'd hate for you to make that kind of money off my pink Lamborghini.
I would love to make that kind of money off that. But yes, they do have plenty of time to get a vehicle, and all that's regulated by the Florida state statute.
Right, right. Tyler, I got a question for you. I know that there's got to be some real stories out there about people that have got their cars impounded and then just went ape over it.
Tell some juicy stories.
Yeah,
come on, I know you got some.
I mean, our listeners would love to hear some juicy stories.
I mean, we've certainly seen a little bit of everything in this business, and one of the more common things that happen, other than from us impounding off the beach with people running around shirtless, et cetera, would be we'll go back, hook up a vehicle, and we will lift it up.
Now, when you say shirtless, the female shirtless
type? Well,
I'm only interested in the male, but
sometimes, but either way, you know, you have half-naked people chasing you down a road. You're going to remember it.
I know.
But it's legal for a guy to go shirtless on the
That's
beach.
True.
What about a female?
True. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's really not
I know,
fair.
Right? What's up with that?
Yeah, not overseas. There are plenty of nude beaches.
Oh, I know, right?
But
well, even in America, but
yeah. What happens? What I'm gonna want to know about those. So let's talk about that. After.
I know of one, but
so either way, oftentimes what'll happen is we'll have a vehicle hooked up and we're ready to take off, and the owner just jumps in the driver's seat, and they figure I'll just back right off of this thing, rip the entire bumper and front end off of their vehicle. In the act, which is more of a headache for them than us because our truck's built for that. But that's just an instance that we deal with.
But no juicy stories.
Juicy, funny stories. I assure you there are plenty in the back of my mind. You just caught us at the end of a hectic work day. And,
so they're just not coming to the forefront right now.
I'm still thinking about all the property managers I need to call back right after this.
Yeah.
What about, did anybody ever get physical with you?
I don't think we've ever had... I can't say that I've ever had a driver hit. I think we've had women like slap the drivers in the face like that.
Oh, I remember you saying that one time. Yeah.
And then at the end of the whole ordeal, they're apologizing to us because, you know, we're just out there to do our job. We're being told to.
Yeah, but they could have been arrested for that, right?
They could have been.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And
That's
your driver assault. Didn't have them arrested. I mean, if I had somebody slap me in the face,
maybe
I'm
liked
like,
it.
We try to put education first. Honestly,
shame.
Hey,
I can't believe
I'm
you
just
said
thinking.
That.
In life, for the most part, you're met with the respect that you give, and that's what we practice our business on here is, you know, we speak to people like human beings. We're sympathetic of the fact that they just had their vehicle impounded.
I like what you say, Tyler, throughout the show, because it doesn't – you wouldn't expect that from a towing company.
What
you know,
makes
you
guess?
Always expect them to be hardcore and just get out of my way. But you guys really
sound
like the opposite.
We used to work on those principles. We're the youngest in the tow game, undoubtedly, between Aaron and I, and we have been moving with the times. We've tried to change the face of this industry. It's not like the over-sensationalized TV shows. We're respectable business people, sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's why you guys are growing so fast, too. I mean, you know, you do.
Plus, I'm good looking, too. I mean,
well, yeah. yeah.
Not to mention.
You both have a face for radio. That's
you're
all
so modest.
the hottest towing company around.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So what happens if you tow the wrong car or you just by mistake, towed someone else's car, and I'm sure that person's going to be pretty angry.
Yeah, it was a light pink Lamborghini hot pink Lamborghini. Yeah.
Do you bring that it back?
That one was Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, right?
Actually, we want her at the yard. So.
Yeah, I know, right?
That has happened where, say, an apartment complex or a property manager has called us and said, I need you to tow this pink Lamborghini, and we tow it, and we get back, and they're like, we made a mistake, or somebody else in the office authorized them to park there, and... yes, we would give that back for free because that is something that we do with our property managers. If they do make a mistake, stuff happens.
Let's say you get a lot of property managers making a lot of mistakes. Are you going to take your sign off the property?
Re-education is that's that. I can keep preaching education is what we.
Well,
like
you bring
to
the
do.
Car back, but that person is probably still inconvenient. Well, no. So you bring a little, reward card or like I'm sorry.
We have them come to our yard so that way it limits.
Oh, you're even pissing them off even more.
Exactly.
I mean, but they're more upset. Now they got to figure out a way to get there.
And 9 times out of 10, if it's the property manager's fault, they'll either bring them there or call them an Uber or something.
I've
like
personally
that.
Went and picked people up from properties that we do business with.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. Yeah. I mean, Aaron, did you not talk to Tyler before you started this?
No, but no, we absolutely do. It's Aaron. Aaron is very blessed to have me, and he knows it. So
yeah.
We, sometimes.
So there.
He doesn't look blessed to me.
Regardless, I take care of all that dirty work. Aaron used to back in the day, though, and that's a fact.
He's the head honcho, so he just passes that down to you,
correct?
He
just hangs out and throws it on my desk.
Yeah. Right. So we talked about the vehicles, but how large did you say you go? And
We can tow in tractor trailers. So.
Yep, anything that moves
boats?
On the road, we can tow, absolutely.
Well, you have probably some of those diesel tow trucks, right? Those big ones. I mean, they got to be $250,000, right?
The most expensive one I have, when we purchased it back then, I think was like $150,000. But you're talking that's my oldest truck in the fleet because they're so expensive. But
well, diesels last forever,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do.
Right,
they do. But I bet that truck now is $250,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those things are expensive, especially to tow the big ones, you know, the semis, the motorhomes.
Absolutely. That's what they
do. You know, those type of things.
Do you have to just pull up to a regular gas station and fill them up? Or do they give you any?
Nope. We can use regular diesel.
Right.
Okay.
If that gas station sells diesel.
Yeah, correct.
Right. And you got to be careful on the canopy, too,
the
right?
Overhangs. A lot of times the diesel pumps are off on their own out at the edge of the property. They do that quite often.
Right,
I've had a couple drivers put gas in a diesel truck. That doesn't work too good.
What happens? I'm curious.
The nozzle doesn't. A lot of times the nozzle don't fit. So they got to be really some dumb shits because
diesel won't fit in a gas, but gas will fit in a diesel.
That's
oh, really?
True.
Yep.
That's okay. True.
Yep.
Cool.
Hey, Tommy, we got a caller?
Yes, Kelly is next.
Hey, Kelly, welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You're on the air live with Aaron and Taylor with A1 Tow and Recovery. Tyler.
We're on the air with Aaron and Mr. Irrelevant.
No, it's Tyler. What's your question, Kelly?
Okay, so my car was towed, and it should not have been. It's because I had a friend's car. I parked it in my space at my condo, and someone called saying the car did not belong there. Can I sue my association and make them pay for the towing costs?
Well, let me ask you something. Does your association give out parking passes or hang tags for guests?
Yes.
They do. Okay. Well, did you guys have a hang tag or a parking pass in that vehicle?
They had a temporary pass.
It did have a temporary pass. Okay. Well, then I would say I would go back and talk to the association and ask them why the vehicle was towed if you did have the proper stuff in there.
I can assure you it certainly wasn't one of my managers, right?
Right.
Good answer.
Nice hesitation.
That was
we really like the cliffhanger.
Yeah, there was a long pause, but it's still a good answer.
So that you know as well, oftentimes if our drivers show up on scene, they're always very familiar with these properties, and they notice that there is a guest hang tag in the window, they will not tow that vehicle.
What was your name, Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly, it sounds like more like though that you had the guest pass maybe in the glove box and forgot to put it up there.
We get that often. Yeah.
But
you
Kelly,
had it in the
Kelly,
car.
Was it A1 Towing and Recovery that impounded your vehicle?
Yes.
It was.
It was.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Well, then I would say 100% that the hang tag wasn't in there because our guys are familiar.
You know what, Kelly? I actually remember you being at the yard about a month ago and you pulled the hang tag out from underneath the driver's seat and said, "Here it was the whole time."
And I said, we don't want
He's kidding. He's kidding.
No, it sincerely does happen often.
Yeah.
It does.
We're just kidding. But I think the answer to your question is yes. I would go back after the association, call the management company. I think they've got some degree of responsibility to reimburse you for the cost of the tow, because they're the ones that actually signed the impound order and told A1 Recovery to actually impound the vehicle.
But I can tell you, if we did tow, we take pictures of the vehicle beforehand. So if there is a hang tag in there, we would definitely have pictures of that.
Okay. All right. I'll call them. Thanks.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for calling the Ameritech Connection.
Tommy, I think we have another caller on the line.
Yep, Cindy.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy. This is the Ameritech Connection. We have A1 Towing. Do you have a question for him?
Yeah, I wanted to know what I could do. My car was damaged when it got towed. There's a big scratch on the fender that I know wasn't there.
We were just talking about that.
Before it was towed. So I was wondering what I could do about that without turning it into my own insurance.
Did A1 Recovery tow your vehicle?
No, they did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just checking.
All right.
So you guys are
We were
good.
Just talking about that. That's a good question.
What was your name, ma'am?
Cindy.
Cindy, I would go talk to the towing company and ask them if they have pictures of before they hooked to your car, and I would go from there. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if they do, and then there is damage on your vehicle after the fact, I'm sure they would be more than willing to take care of that.
Now, you guys are really, really proactive when it comes to that, which I would be, too, if I was in the towing business. But there's probably a lot of towing companies out there that don't actually do that. So if they don't take a picture and there's damage to the vehicle, I mean, how is the towing company going to defend themselves or defend the validity of whether or not that's...
They've got nothing.
They're stuck paying for that damage?
Well, probably if they're a fly-by-night company and they're not using that kind of equipment, you're going to have to go through your own insurance, and they would have to go after that towing company.
We've certainly learned a lot through experience in this industry. We've been in this a long time, so that's how we have the knowledge that we do.
Right.
Through failure.
All right, Cindy, I hope that we've answered your question.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much for calling.
I got a good question for you guys. Police cars, fire engines, rescue vehicles, they're illegally parked all the time.
Anything owned by the county, the government, the city, they can park wherever they want. We are not allowed to tow them.
All right. Is
that a state statute, or is that just like a buddy thing?
That is a state statute.
Okay, just want to make sure, because I know you're friends with Bob Gaultier, who's a great... Have you seen Bob's truck out there or his car?
He can park wherever he wants.
Him or anybody who works for him.
I'm sure it's not pink.
We've had some complexes where they've had... sheriff's cars parked in the road that live there, and nobody else is allowed to park in the road. And the people call up us and ask, well, why can he do it and we can't? Well, it's a city, county-owned vehicle. You need to contact the sheriff's department, ask them why their deputy is violating the rules.
Right. And that's equally effective to having the vehicle towed.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you. So earlier we kind of touched on it. What other types of towing do you do? I mentioned boats. You said yes, but what else?
Boats, cars, high-end vehicles, tractor trailers, box trucks.
Motorcycles. We have a motorcle truck.
You have a motorcycle truck.
Yeah, we do.
So how do you impound a motorcycle? I mean, how do you tow a motorcycle?
I'm curious. I don't think I've ever seen a motorcycle truck.
Our motorcycle truck is a F-250, and it actually has a lift that comes out and lays flat on the ground. So it's beautiful.
But we can also
basically
tow it
lay the motorcycle like sideways.
No. They just put it right on that platform, right? And then it raises.
Absolutely. You can literally roll it up on the platform.
Put two straps on the handlebars, and she's beautiful.
But there's three different techniques you can use for any of our trucks. A self-loader, you can absolutely tow a motorcycle with.
It just makes it easier with that truck. But my wheel lifts and the flatbeds, they can tow motorcycles.
We're capable to tow absolutely anything you have on the road.
Wow.
What type of license do you need to be in the towing business? I know from a business standpoint, there's certain type of occupational licenses. But to drive a tow truck, what is it, a chauffeur's license?
Well, they did away with a chauffeur's license probably about 6 or 7 years ago. But to drive one of the little trucks, all you need is a Class E license to drive one of those.
So just a regular license.
Yeah. But when you get in your bigger trucks, you need a Class A.
But even you're doing it on a commercial basis that, you don't need a chauffeur's or a Class what?
C? Yeah, well, they did away with that, so no, sir.
Okay. Yep. All right, interesting. So what type of license do you need to actually be in the towing business?
Well, there's nothing that regulates a tow truck driver for doing private impounds. Now, repossessions, they have to have a a repossession license, which goes through the Department of Agriculture for Florida. Same to people that do your concealed weapons.
Oh, permit. Yeah, right.
Same thing.
Right, right.
Security.
But do you, is there any type of training you need to do repossessions or towing, or you guys do that all in-house? I mean, how's that work?
For towing, we do that all in-house, and repossessions, there is a lot more training to that you have to get done.
You have to get a repo license in order to do repos, absolutely.
There's so. A 150 question test you have to take, a huge book you have to read. It's so.
I would think that would be kind of a dangerous business. I don't know.
We're going to talk a little bit more about repossessions right after a short break, okay? We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
A1 Recovery and Towing Services has been in Pasco and Pinellas County since 1995. We have a fleet of 23 trucks providing towing and impounding services for law enforcement and property managers throughout the Tampa Bay area. So if you find yourself looking for impound and towing services that will provide parking enforcement that you need for your community, call A1 Recovery. That number is 727-536-5600. Again, that is 727-536-5600.
At Corliss Barfield, we spent decades representing some of the most powerful insurance companies in America. Now we only represent individuals with troubled insurance claims or whose families have suffered as a result of personal injury. Battling insurance companies is our business. Look for our faces in front of juries all across America, not on cheesy billboards. Corliss Barfield Trial Group, where battling insurance companies is our business, and business is good. Give us a call today.
877-517-5595 or visit us on the web at corlissbarfield.com.
Whether it's an act of nature or a burst pipe, a large loss can cause significant damage followed by an overwhelming process. Trinicon has the experience and expertise to provide a stress-free approach to restoring your community back to its pre-existing condition, allowing you to focus on other priorities. Our goal is to return you to the comfort of your home as quickly as possible while maintaining the highest standards of excellence. Trinicon is a licensed contractor, roofing contractor, and mold remediator. Call 1-888-521-5667. 1-888-521-5667 or visit us at TriniconLLC.com.
McDonald Pest Control is more than just another pest control company. We focus on providing outstanding service and quality products at a fair price. We feel you shouldn't pay for services you don't need, and we do not believe in over-treating or using excessive products. We evaluate each location and create an individual program that's designed to treat the needs of your home or business. McDonald Pest Control has the expertise to meet all of your commercial and residential needs, and we can get the job done right the first time. Set up an appointment today. Call us at 727-734-0963 or you can email us at mpcmanage@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Aaron and Tyler with A1 Recovery. And it's all about repossessions right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep,
let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about repossessions, Aaron. You know, we talked before the break about the licensing and the type of training that we need. Can we elaborate a little bit on that? What type of training or courses? I mean, is there state regulated courses that you need in order to repo cars? I mean, how's that work?
Yes, that is, like I was saying before, that is all regulated by the state, and you do have to have a license. Same place you would go to get a security license or something like that.
But, or your concealed weapons
permit. Firearms permit. Right. Absolutely.
But there's a lot of training that has to go through there. And believe it or not, most of it is book training to get your license. There is no on-site training in a truck or anything like that. That all comes down to us.
They don't really care if you can drive a tow truck. Yeah. They just want to know that you
make sure you know the rules.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Well, let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, because I know you guys do repos. So what are some of the rules?
All right. So say that you're behind on your payments and a repo guy comes out there and hooks to your car and you tell him to drop it. they are technically supposed to drop your vehicle.
Theoretically breaching the peace is yeah. what it's called.
So if you've got to catch them without them there if you want to repo their car.
Correct.
So if they, you know, it's like my pink Lamborghini. I know we're having some fun with that. But if I didn't make the payments on that and you guys came out there and you had that thing on a nice flatbed and you're ready to drive off and I laid in front of your truck and said, no, you're not taking my vehicle, you have to drop it then, right?
Correct. You have to drop it.
And then what, though?
Well, 9 times out of 10, you'll get on the phone with your bank and they'll try to make a deal with you or, you know, taking, for instance, like if we repossess your vehicle and get it back to the yard, we have to clean out all your property and inventory and go through your vehicle
every
and
look piece
through all
of personal
your
property.
Personal stuff and inventory that. And then you have to pay us. So it's better off if you just cooperate there and give us the keys for the vehicle and then take all your stuff out, you know, yourself. So we're not going through all your personal stuff.
Now, can you bluff these people? Because I'm sure a lot of people that don't make their payments, their car payments or what have you, and they know their vehicle is going to be repossessed.
Eventually. They're on guard.
Mm-hmm. They're on guard, but they don't know the statutes. They don't know what the legal requirements are. I mean, do you guys go out there and kind of bullshit them a little?
I wouldn't say bullshit, but we try to talk them out of it to give us the vehicle.
The best bet for us normally, we'll say if you guys cooperate, if you're cool with this, give us the key to the vehicle, and then, like you said, we'll give you time to clean your property out of the vehicle. What that does is it saves you money that you'd have to pay us at the yard for us personally inventorying your vehicle. Saves you time going to the yard, especially if you know you're not going to make that payment.
Right.
But if you do believe that you're about to be caught up, or say you did just pay and the bank hasn't released it yet, then that's something that should be addressed with your bank.
I can tell you what, if you work with us and we let the bank know that you're working with us, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be willing to work with you. But if you lay out in front of our truck and we don't get the vehicle, then they're going to put a replevin out, and then you're going to have cops knocking at your door and your neighbors are going to know what's going on. So
now, you said a replevin?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what was that word again? Okay, I've not heard of that.
That is if you're not returning the vehicle, the bank can go get a replevin and the sheriff's department will make you give up that vehicle.
So that's the alternative.
Seize your vehicle.
You know, somebody, I mean, if you can't impound it because somebody's going to prevent you from doing that based on, you know, you guys violating the peace, so to speak, and, you know, under that statutes, and they still refuse to make payments, then the bank can call the sheriff's department and what? And you follow the sheriff's department?
Yeah, they'll bring us out there and they'll make you give it. And then you're just talking about more fees and fees accruing on your credit then.
I'm curious, though, if the car is inside a garage, okay, let's say the garage door is open for the sake of conversation, can you go inside that garage
no.
and get it? Okay.
We cannot go past that garage door line.
Trespassing.
Now, if it's open, if it's under a carport, yes. If it's behind a fence, yes, as long as it's not locked behind there.
But even if it's on somebody else's property?
Correct.
So you can go on somebody else's property and actually pull the vehicle, for an example, out of the driveway.
Correct.
Out of the driveway, but not the garage.
Not
so that's
garage.
Considered
the garage.
The
garage is inside of the house.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So, and even if you have another vehicle blocking your pink Lamborghini, we are allowed to move that vehicle out of the way to get to your vehicle to tow it.
And you have to understand.
So
that
you
this
could
is
move my pink Lamborghini to impound Sharon's car?
Yep.
I don't
well,
think
that's some BS.
I don't think they'd want
well,
to.
Well, to repossess it, not to impound it.
My
to repossess.
Car.
Yes, sir. What kind of car does she have?
She's got a little VW.
I have
that
her a 1976 Bug.
Lexus, by the way. And he doesn't have a pink car either, but whatever.
No, I'm not into pink. But
Aaron and I are still on
or
bicycles.
Or a Lamborghini.
All right, so what happens, you guys do a lot of impounds, I'm sure, your repossessions. What happens if you get somebody that comes out? I mean, you got to have some irate customers that come out saying, what are you doing?
Well, and I tell my drivers that your life is not worth a vehicle.
Let
so,
it go.
Exactly. Let it go.
So you have to be kind of a therapist. I mean, suppose the husband is not paying the payment and the wife knows nothing about this. I mean, she's going to go berserk
right.
because she's
oh, yeah.
not.
Especially
what's
she's
happening.
At the grocery store.
Yep. I've had that happen. We've got him at the gas pumps before in Louisville.
Oh, no, really? At the gas pumps?
My husband's been making. No, he's not, ma'am. That turns into a...
Oh, that poor husband,
yeah,
man. He's going to get it.
Yeah,
yeah. I've personally been on the receiving end of that. We had taken over a buddy's lease, and that vehicle had been hooked up by a repo man when I was in the store.
Yep.
And I came out, and I actually hopped in the driver's seat, and I said, I'm in the towing industry. I'm subleasing this vehicle, but I assure you the payment's being made every month.
He reassured me that it wasn't. Law enforcement came out. Long story short, it was breaching the peace, so we got the vehicle back, and we got the whole situation squared away. But I've been on the receiving end as well, so I can sympathize with these people, and I'll tell them that, you know, right. if they're sitting there and they're being cool enough.
What about the personal belongings? I mean, somebody leaves their medicines in there or their, you know, personal stuff that
Things
they really need.
That they have to have for their health, right?
Right, you can't hold that hostage, can you?
Correct. Well, so, number one, car seats have to be left at the front door. And then when it comes to medicines, we give that obviously back for free along with the license plate. But anything else, we are allowed to charge by law a reasonable rate for inventorying your property.
So what is a reasonable rate? Let's say, you know, I've got, the average guy that has stuff in their car.
35 minutes worth of work or something like that. Yeah. Usually about $40, $45, something really? Like that.
Yeah, we don't beat people over the head for stuff okay. like that. They already can't pay their car notes. So.
Okay. All right.
So they're not going to have enough to pay the $35.
Right. We're not trying to bully these people. That's not our goal. We're just trying to do what we have to do.
I want to give you guys a moment, actually a couple of minutes, to just put a plug in for your business. So tell us about A1 Towing. We want to get some details on you guys.
So A1 Recovery has... been in business since 2004. I've been in the towing industry since 1995. I actually started working for my uncle, who owned a towing service, and started cleaning tow trucks and cleaning toilets, believe that or not, and worked myself up the chain. I drove a tow truck, God, probably about 10 years.
Well, you guys started when you were both, I think, 3.5 to 4 years
yes,
old, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a toilet cleaning part.
I just turned 19, February 19th, so.
Yeah. You a liar.
Sure he wasn't February 30th?
I just turned 24 in December, so.
And then I branched off and, we good? Okay, yeah. Then I branched off into, I actually just bought out another company, impound company over in Tampa. It's called Target RT, Target Recovery and Towing.
So you're keeping that name?
Yes, we're keeping that name.
All right, so you're in
Hillsboro. Because I have a partner actually with that one, so we're keeping that separate.
Now, your lawyer did tell you what a monopoly is, right?
No, I've never heard of that before.
Never heard of that? Okay.
Is that what Ameritech is?
We played the game a time or two. But,
yeah, so you've been in Pinellas for quite a while. You're working also in Pasco County.
Yes.
And now you're in Hillsboro.
Hillsboro County as well, absolutely.
Okay.
We've done huge meetings in reference to the laws and everything else. We're very, very heavy in the towing industry. Everybody knows us.
Well, listen, guys, we want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Appreciate you.
We're
going
to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Ameritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Not you, the hot one.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Aren't you that lady that's on that radio show called the Ameritech Connection?
Why, yes, I am. We're live every Thursday at 5 p.m. on TAN Talk Radio Network. Right, Mike?
That's right, Sharon. Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? We cover it all and more. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m.
What time again?
That's 5 p.m. every Thursday on TAN Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Sharon and I both would like to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, without you, Ameritech has no connection.
That's so true. And we also appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners that take the time to call in and ask the questions. So don't forget, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection on the TAN Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
And if you're looking for a good property management company, look no further. Give us a call at Ameritech. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to become your next property management company.
So don't forget, every Thursday between 5 and 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.